NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and joined as always each and every week is Green Bay Gamblers head coach and general manager Pat Mikish, coming off of a 3-point weekend against Muskegon, winning the Saturday game and then falling in a shootout on Friday. And coach, going back to that Friday game for just a moment, you had a lead. Muskegon scores 3 goals in that third period. What was the vibe heading into that overtime and shootout after that third period?
Well, I mean, we were disappointed in, you know, the fact that we had allowed an opponent to come back against us in our own building, but we weren't playing a terrible game. I mean, Muskegon's a great team. They're right behind us in the standings for a reason. And their group of forwards is as talented as anybody we see. So they were going to get their chances. We probably could have managed pucks a little bit better, certain parts of the game, but you know, you go into overtime and you're playing for that bonus point, and we haven't lost in overtime yet. We've lost the 2 shootouts. And so we've been a pretty good overtime team. So I think guys were excited to get into that and, you know, take advantage of all the open ice that's out there.
And how important, I guess, you know, kind of turn a negative into a positive, how important was kind of that disappointment from Friday night when you headed to the rink and you were able to beat Muskegon 4-2?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good bounce back. We got the 2 early goals in the first period, and then Muskegon started their push back against us. And we scored the late goal in the second period to go up 3-2 and then defended well in that third period. And I thought Matty Davis, you know, made a couple of huge saves for us to keep it at 3-2. And then we were able to get that empty netter with like 20-something seconds left.
And we'll talk about this weekend's games, I should say, which will oddly be enough at Muskegon instead of just being at the rec center against Muskegon. One thing, Matt Davis and Aaron Rodonzo both got some time in the net for your team. And was that kind of done because of obviously just how busy things have been? Or is it one of those things where you're seeing the same opponent 4 times in, you know, just over a week?
Most of the goaltending decisions go based off of how their previous games have been. And Aaron's obviously been playing well and deserved another night in the net. And Maddie's kind of been our rock, you know, from day one. So it was, we made the decision probably midweek last week that Aaron was going to play on Friday and that Maddie would go on Saturday.
How important is that, the kind, especially when you play these teams as many times as you do, and in this case, like I said, 4 times, but then a matter of a week, to kind of give the opposition maybe a different look when it comes to goaltenders on, you know, where maybe they might be able to find some holes and be able to get some scoring opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, like anytime you're studying your opponent's goalies, you know, you want to find some habits that can help you offensively. I think Muskegon, the first time they played us over here, they saw Matty. So seeing Aaron was a different look on that Friday night. We're fortunate. We got 2 guys right now that can be thrown out there against any opponent. And, you know, we feel very confident that we can go out and get our points.
And like we were talking before we hopped on here, some roster moves in the making, I guess would be the best way of saying it. And this kind of shows you just how unique the situation is. You're saying December 31st was when Owen Murray, coming to the Gamblers, was first on the radar, and it took until this week to get Owen onto the team. And can you talk to us a little bit about your newest defenseman?
We've known Owen for a few years now. He's a great skating, kind of an undersized defenseman. I would kind of say he's a little bit of a do-it-all. Like, he's going to provide us some offense, but at the same time, he's got great defensive responsibilities and he understands play without the puck. And so the skating, I think, will be a huge asset to us. I love the way our defensive core skates this year, and to add another piece back there that has a lot of junior experience. I mean, he's been playing junior hockey since he was 16. He only just turned 18. So he's still a young player in our league, but he brings a lot of valuable games that he's played in Canada and which some include playing international play. He was a part of Canada West last year in the World Junior Challenge. So he's going to bring a lot of experience for as young as he is.
And making that switch from Canadian junior hockey to American junior hockey, is there a difference in play at all that as he hits the ice this week with your team that maybe there's some habits you have to break or some nice things that he's able to bring to the team that's just kind of a different style of play than maybe some of the other players that are used to the American style are used to?
Well, I think players adjust differently. So we'll be learning about Owen here over these next couple of weeks and, you know, areas that might need to be cleaned up a little bit for the USHL level. But coming from Penticton, it's a great, fast league. Transition is always there. So it matches with what we like to do. So I don't think his play with the puck will need to be anything different. And then we'll take a good look. I'm watching back one of his games yesterday, his most recent game from Penticton. I really thought his play without the puck and how he closed on people and took away their time and space was very similar to how we like to do things. So it's but these next couple of weeks will tell us a lot, and then we can start working on some things that, you know, might be able to take him to another level with us.
And forgive me, I didn't get a chance to look at any film on him as well. Is he playing in one of the junior hockey leagues that don't allow hitting, or is that something that he'll be able to jump right in on when he joins the Gamblers?
No, they've had their contact up in the British Columbia League. And so I think it was Ontario that was having all those conversations, and that league hasn't even returned to play yet. So they haven't found a way to make that happen. But Penticton was, they were doing everything as kind of a long preseason, and they never made any of their games official, but they were playing very competitive games through the fall.
And with that Ontario Hockey League, as you mentioned, not returning to play quite yet, do you see maybe some of those players, because I know there's teams on both sides of the border that call the Ontario Hockey League home. Are there players that we might see in the USHL?
Well, I'm waiting to see the transactions actually here today. January 10th was the last day to do any transfers of any Canadians over. And so that's what we were just going through the paperwork. We got ours done with Owen on the 9th, but it'll be interesting to see the transactions to see how many guys did come across the border in the last 48 hours.
And what kind of things do you have to do to ensure that transfer?
Well, I mean, it was basically a purchase. And a lot of that happens during the summer. All of our Canadian players that come over were responsible to pay their previous team for their development. And then, and the same thing happens with us. If one of our players chose to go to Canada, there's a set price in the off season. And during the season, it's a little bit more of a negotiation. And, you know, Penticton was interesting to work with for a few days there, but we were fortunate to get it done.
I'm guessing that means that they wanted a little bit more than usual for their services. Is that what I'm getting at?
Yeah, there was definitely more asked for. So it was, it's unique during the off season. It's a standard transfer fee, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. It's just getting the player to sign that he wants to come. And so this one was a little bit different, but like I said, we're very excited. We got it worked out.
Have you had to do that going from America to Canada with any of your players before?
Yeah, we've had it a couple times. I mean, it comes up, you know, once every couple years. We've had players that have gone to Canada in the middle of the season. We've had players that have come our way. So I think it's a big part of building relationships with people outside of our league, so that, you know, there's a little bit of a trust factor that, you know, yeah, we're going to pay our bill, but also, you know, in the future, we might be able to help you out with a player.
And how would you call your negotiating skills in that kind of arena?
Sometimes good, sometimes bad. This time I probably gave a little bit more than I wanted to. But you know, getting Owen, and we feel comfortable we're gonna have Owen again next year. So it's a huge asset that, you know, really fit a need for us. You know, another offensive defenseman, or a right shot offensive defenseman. So it was a need that we filled, and you know, I appreciate our president Jeff Mitchell and all the support he gave to us to be able to make this move.
And once again, he will be eligible for your games this weekend in Muskegon. And what are some of those things that maybe, obviously you've played in Muskegon before, even this past weekend, what are some of those things that you learned about your team this weekend, or maybe even learned about Muskegon from this last weekend, that, you know, when you work at practice this week, that you say, hey, this is what we need to apply and do better than we did on January 8th and 9th when we hit the Muskegon this weekend?
Well, I think it's a big battle of, you know, which team's going to get the most ozone possession. And I thought that both teams got their transition opportunities. You know, the first night Muskegon's goals were coming off of our sloppy play with puck. It was, you know, three of the four goals were off turnovers in the offensive zone. And that's where we need to manage pucks and make sure that we don't give them any easy transition, because that's a strength of their team. And so I thought the next night we managed pucks a lot better in that offensive zone and got that lead and kind of built on it. And then it was interesting to see once Muskegon gets down both nights, they really opened up. And I think we could have done a nicer job of shutting down some of their line rushes and using that to our advantage and how loose they got and take advantage of it with a little bit of easier offense ourselves.
Very good. We're joined by head coach and general manager Pat Mikisch for just a little bit longer. And once again, going to Murray, how do you see him fitting into your defensive line structure as we head into his first game action of the year with your team?
Well, I mean, Coach Peterson will kind of find out, you know, in the next couple of days if there's a little niche, just a partner for him that will help him just with those first couple of games to get comfortable, get his feet wet in the USHL. I like the fact Owen has been watching every one of our games for like the last 3 weeks. So he's familiar with how our players play. And I think it'll be important to get a little bit of a feedback from him on, have you seen anybody out there that you think matches your style of play? But defensive pairings change a lot. And so it's just, you know, finding somebody to make him comfortable, I think, for that first game will be the most important thing.
And then finally, we like to have fun at the end. We've talked all season long just because of the way that protocols are this season, that when you arrive in town, it's just like what is recommended, curbside pickup. You can't necessarily go in the restaurants and things like that. Is there a place in Muskegon that you're going to miss this year because you can't necessarily go in?
Well, I know my staff really likes this place called Mike's, but I don't know. We can't go in anywhere in Michigan. So it's going to be really interesting to see what we do. Everything is going to be pickup. Even our hotel, the traditional restaurant inside the hotel we stay at, it doesn't have any service. So Coach Peterson's grinding right now over what we can do. Chicago was nice enough to share their itinerary from when they were there a couple of weeks ago. So we picked up some different restaurants that provided breakfast that we could pick up, bring back for the guys, pregame meals. So we've got some ideas, but it's much different than our traditional trip over there. And I don't know if the guys are going to be disappointed they won't have Mike's this year or not.
Well, very good. Well, Coach, we will let you go. Once again, the Green Bay Gamblers, they head to Muskegon this weekend to face the Lumberjacks once again. And hopefully you come back with the full allotment of points. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Tim Coles with the new Radio Sports Network.